One of your measures getting some time on the floor in the Missouri Senate this week, Senator, that is Senate Bill 432. Tell us about that measure.
Well, we had some rogue food inspectors, county health inspectors, that were going around shutting down chili suppers if the chili wasn't purchased basically from a restaurant. It prohibited churches from having potluck dinners. Political events had to be food brought in, basically. It just basically took away our ability to have our local functions that we've always treasured, being from a rural community like we all come from in my district.
Was there an explanation when they would come in?
No, just did not meet their health food qualifications, their health qualifications, and thought it endangered the public.
Probably were people who would think that this would be the state trying to take over a county or a local issue, but in this case, it's a county that either has a set of rules no one else knows about or...
County or state, the state had that ability to do it also. It's just an issue of no common sense. I was amazed where I had one individual this morning tell me, a former legislator tell me, they came in to shut down his church social, ice cream social. Had the former Speaker of the House and the floor leader now, Ron Richard, tell me whenever Joplin went through the tornado, the Cattlemen's Association showed up to serve food, and the health department came over there to shut them down, tell them it wasn't a proper facility to serve food in. And so just no common sense, and I don't like to pass legislation. I'm a big defensive player more than passing stuff, but I just thought this needed to be passed.
For the last month, we've been discussing the Department of Revenue, and every week we've had something new to talk about, and this week is no different. There have been more information learned thanks to getting a lot of documents from DOR itself and learning a lot more about more federal agencies involved in wanting personal information from Missouri concealed carry permit holders.
Yes, the saga continues and goes on, and found out this week that now another federal agency apparently has received this information. It was brought out that the information that was sent, not only was your conceal and carry information, which I guess is on there anyway, but your picture was sent, your home address was sent, your Social Security was sent, and this supposedly was in a secure envelope, coded, and turned out that it was just a mailer from the post office, and the code was written out inside the box. I mean, anybody could interrupt that mailing, and that information's there for the federals, and it's none of their business. So we're really trying to turn over all the rocks we can. Senator Schaefer's done a great job working this. It will continue. The director of Department of Revenue has resigned. Mr. Long, I don't think, was the problem. I think he maybe was a part of it. He'd actually just been director there for about 3 months. This whole process started about a year ago.
There apparently was not much involvement or not much communication made with the governor himself when this was going on. We don't really know whether or not that's the truth at this stage of the game, but there's all these facts and otherwise that come out. And on top of that, we keep hearing conflicting stories from the Social Security Administration and the ATF. One day they said they did request it. The next day they say they didn't request it. And it seems to be an unending situation at this point.
I'm not sure what power we have over this Social Security Administration, but Senator Schaefer has requested their presence here in Jeff City to answer some questions. The governor seems to kind of take a no big deal attitude towards it. He says now we've stopped scanning the conceal and carry permits, but that information's still going out there. That information, you get it on your driver's license, is still going to Georgia by the French-owned company. He hasn't really changed anything. He hasn't said stop scanning birth certificates. He hasn't said stop scanning this individual information. All he said is he's saying we are no longer scanning the conceal and carry permit when you go in to renew your driver's license. Not renew your conceal and carry, but to renew your driver's license. It's just a circus.
Given the almost late hour of this legislative session we're in currently, do you anticipate legislation to be filed next session that would clamp down on this kind of activity in the hopes that it never happens again?
Well, I think some of it is going to come up this year. One of the bills in the House this week, we passed where the sheriff's office will now issue the permit. It will not go through Department of Revenue, and the sheriff's office would retain that information, and DOR cannot receive that. So that's a step we've taken. It did pass the Senate on its way to the House now, and there's a couple other bills out there that do that. So we'll do whatever we can this session, and it's not an item that's going to be dropped. I think we'll continue next session also.